Because We're Nerds, the podcast that covers trends and new releases in comics, movies, video games, board games, and much more. I'm your host, Jacob, and with me is Caleb's wonderful wife, Courtney.
Hello, everyone!
This summer movie craze is still here, and that means it's time for movie madness. From now until July, we'll be reviewing a newly released movie nearly every week. Today, though, we're talking about Men in Black International. Does the fourth movie in the 22-year-long franchise breathe a breath of fresh air to audiences? Or does it alienate itself from the rest of the movies? Find out on this week's episode of 'Cause We're Nerds. Hey, Courtney.
Hello, Jacob.
What's up?
Not much.
So this is me and Courtney's first time doing it in person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she came down and she was hanging out for her birthday with her parents, kind of. So happy late birthday again. Turning a wonderful 23. So 24.
Jacob clearly doesn't know my age.
I'm bad with age.
Something. Clearly.
You're in the 20s. I mean, that's all that matters. Caleb is on a work trip right now, so we decided to go ahead and record for him so he wouldn't be so stressed out about it. So if the podcast is not 100%...
it's Jacob's fault.
Yeah, because it'll be 110%. All right. So today we're talking about Men in Black International. Me and Courtney both just got out of this, like...
No, we went and got ice cream.
That's true. You had to bring up the mood a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. We'll get into it. But we got out of this about an hour and a half ago. So it's pretty fresh on our minds. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do what we always do and have the spoiler-free section, of course, which we probably won't have a lot in there. This episode also probably won't be the longest episode, but we'll see how it goes. So just getting into spoiler-free. Well, first, I guess we should talk about how we saw it.
Sure.
We just saw it in a regular movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
No IMAX.
Nope.
No A-list line, which really...
Yeah, the movie theaters here and for AMC are not at the quality of my expectations as they should be.
So we walk in, and of course they have the concessions, the same spot where you buy the tickets. So Courtney's mind, being an A-list member at AMC, is probably thinking, oh, we'll just go to the A-list line. Well, she walks up there, and there was like 30 people in line with four cashiers.
No. There was no A-list line.
No.
It was a single line.
Yeah. Sorry. A single line, which had 30 people in it with like four cashiers. And Courtney was not very happy, because all we were going to do was buy tickets, most of us. So we shouldn't even like be waiting in the concession line, because it took a while. I mean, it took...
Yeah, but the tickets were being sold at the concession. That's why you had to.
Yeah.
But no, they only redeemed themselves because the cashier was like, oh, it's your birthday month. You get a free large popcorn and a drink. So I didn't complain.
Booyah.
I took it and walked away.
Nice. And that popcorn was pretty good. So I mean,
yeah.
It kind
did
of makes
you
sense
have
like,
any?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gave me two handfuls, which were delicious.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't know.
Or maybe I took two handfuls. I don't know.
I offered it.
But yeah, so we just saw it in a regular movie theater. Nothing huge, like normal IMAX.
Nope. Wasn't very crowded.
Yeah.
Granted, we're recording this on Tuesday. The movie came out last week on Friday.
And we went to a 7 o'clock showing, which is actually a more busy time during the week.
Mm-hmm.
However, this theater is normally not very packed anyways.
Mm.
It's not one of the most... popular theaters among us, but it's the closest one, so it's kind of easy. But yeah, Courtney, so spoilers free, you want to start us out?
I mean, sure. It was a movie.
Nice.
Yep. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you go with
okay.
it. Then
okay.
I'll add to yours.
All right. Okay, let's start off with something simple. What did you think about the acting?
I thought it was fun.
Thought the acting was good?
Mm-hmm.
In case you guys didn't know, this has the same dynamic duo as Thor Ragnarok with Chris Hemsworth and...
Mm-hmm. Tessa Thompson.
Tessa Thompson. Thank you. I always forget her name. They are the main two characters in this movie, and they both, I think, do a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. You have good old Liam Neeson.
Yep. Yep. And you have some returning characters from the other three movies. No Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, there's a portrait of them.
Yes. There's a small Easter egg. Yes. Yes. But they don't return for this movie. A lot of new faces in this movie.
Yep.
But yeah, so the acting was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think about the plot?
I thought it was very simple.
I did too.
In fact, well, this kind of gets into spoilers, but I'll go around it without saying it. There was a point where, like, you think the movie's over.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, we're not ending the movie like this. This is not no, like, cherry on top, happy moment. What's going on here? And then it continues, but it was, I mean, it was a simple plot.
I'll add on to that. Also, when the movie does finally end and it gets to a point, to me it wasn't very climactic. It was very anticlimactic to me.
Well, you knew what was going to happen.
True, because the plot was so basic. So, I mean,
yes,
maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. To me, the plot wasn't anything special. It wasn't necessarily bad. It was just a basic.
It was just a simple storyline.
Yeah.
There wasn't
point to point. No really big surprises or anything. You could basically tell everything that's going to happen.
I mean, I guess for some people, well, I can't talk about that. All right. We'll get back to that in spoilers. I do not like the spoiler-free section. It is a struggle for me.
Well, we will make it short.
Great.
Awesome.
Got anything else you got to say?
I would just say two other things really quick. Comedy was really good, I thought. Probably the best part about this movie, actually, in my opinion. There's a really funny character, which we'll get into in spoilers, that I want to at least mention. And the music, the traditional Men in Black music was in here. However, they did something weird with it. I don't know if you recognize this. They changed a little bit. I don't know exactly what they did. I was trying to, like, listen for it, but I couldn't tell. They, like, made it higher pitch or, like, some. I don't know. It was different, though.
I don't tend to hear the music in the movies. Okay. I mean, I do, but, like, unless it's something memorable, it doesn't connect with me. So, would you recommend seeing this movie?
Ooh.
And how, like...
Okay, yeah.
Don't we tend to put that in spoiler free?
Yeah. Okay, if you're listening to this, trying to decide if you want to go, I would say if you have, like, a family and you just want to go, like, maybe out to eat or out for, like, a movie night, this might be, like, a decent movie if you just want to go out, you know, maybe not pay full attention to the movie, but just kind of, like, have a good time. I feel like this would be a good movie for that. However... Yeah. This is not a movie that you want to go and sit there and, like, analyze, because...
Oh, like how we did?
Yeah, exactly, because there's not really a lot to analyze. So I'd say for the majority of people, though, I would say catch this on maybe on demand, you know? Maybe Redbox. I don't know. I don't think it's really worth going to the movies, personally. I was kind of...
I think... I don't think it would hurt to see it. Especially if you can get, like, a discounted ticket, like a cheap theater.
Or, like, an A-list member, like a free ticket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, I would see it. I would suggest seeing it. If you enjoy Men in Black. But it does kind of have a different feel from definitely the original two.
Oh, yeah.
The third one, I haven't really... I kind of seen, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you enjoy it, it doesn't hurt. But I wouldn't pay full price or do IMAX or anything like that.
Oh yeah, no, I would definitely not do IMAX for this at all.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Right.
Well, awesome. I guess that means we can jump into spoilers.
So if you're listening and you haven't seen the movie and you don't know what's gonna happen, walk away. Or just turn off the episode. Whichever you feel
just
the
just forget
need.
This movie came out. You know, like,
plug your ears and start going la 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 la. Yeah.
Awesome. I meant to say this at the beginning.
Oh,
really
no.
Quick. So no, it's fine. It's not
just
a big
kidding.
Deal. I was just gonna say, you know what blows my mind before we get into spoilers? But consider this spoilers. because we won't give you another warning. You know what blows my mind? This franchise has been out for 22 years now.
Yeah, I heard you say that in the opening.
Yeah, the first one came out in 1997.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before you were born!
I know. I turned 20 in August. This is literally older than me, which blows my mind because I remember as a kid watching the first one.
You turned 21 in August.
Sorry. 21. Yeah, thank you. Wow. It's been...
As Jacob said, he has a hard time with age.
Shut up.
But guess what? He's in his 20s.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it turns 22 years old, but I turn 21. There we go. Thank you. I know. The simple math comes out. But it blows my mind because I remember as a kid watching the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then like thinking, oh, that's awesome. And then the second one. And then I was excited for the third one to come out. But, like, I saw the first two at home.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we rented it, or probably Blockbuster.
Oh, the good days of Blockbuster.
Yeah. I mean, if you used to have a Blockbuster card, you don't even need an ID. They just know, you know, they just know you're older than 21 now, basically. but, yeah, so, okay, that's all I wanted to say. It kind of blew my mind. Yeah, so, Courtney, I started off non-spoilers, so why not you start off spoilers?
Why do you keep putting me on the spot, man?
Anything. Just go anything. Whatever you want to say.
Okay.
What's on your heart?
What's on my heart?
What's on your heart?
What's
the tea? You guys don't say that saying? The tea?
No.
It's like, what's going on? Like, what's bothering you? What's like... Anyways, what's up?
You know, just normal English is fine.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Oh, you've thrown me off.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, for the movie, spoilers. I guess we'll just kind of get more into the acting, and then we'll kind of go from there. So, as we said earlier, actors did pretty good acting, doing their job or whatever. Chris Hemsworth, I thought he did a pretty good job. At moments, I kind of felt like he felt like Thor with some of his jokes.
Well, yeah, there was that like heavy Thor joke with the hammer.
Oh, yeah, the tiny hammer.
I thought it was funny, but I felt it was kind of like forced. You know, like I felt like they really like were trying to nail that in.
With a hammer?
Exactly.
Like that joke? No, I'm just kidding.
But... Yeah, I agree with you.
And I think it could also be for the fact that, like, Tessa Thompson was also in Thor with him. So having them together, working closely, and kind of being that partnership or whatever, I think kind of gave me more vibes of, like, Thor Ragnarok and things like that. But, they did well. I enjoyed both of them. The little...
Pawnee.
Or was it Steve?
He Pawnee requested. And old Steve.
As he requested. He was great. He was real comical humor.
That was a character I was talking... That's my favorite part about the entire movie was Steve / Pawnee. He was so funny.
Yes, he did bring good relief. But yeah, I guess like... The movie starts off with a flashback scene of... Agent M, or Molly, also known as Tessa Thompson. She's at home. Something gets into their house. And she's like, what, maybe 8 years old?
Oh, yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah.
And it's an alien. And so her parents get, is it neutralized?
No, neutralized would mean die.
No, what is...
they get, Keep talking.
So they do the little thingy where you look into it and it deletes your memories or whatever. But hers did not get deleted. And so she has been searching for the Men in Black her entire life. And I did think it was kind of cool. In the first movie, you see like Will Smith get recruited. And like when he goes in for the test, all these other guys are there. Who have been recruited. They're from the Marines, the Navy, the FBI. They're all these guys who have worked really hard. And then you've got Will Smith, who is just an average type person. They come in and they screen them or whatever. And so she spends her entire life working towards she wants to become a Men in Black. Like, yeah. She wants to be a part of that. And so she, like, goes through the training. She goes through, from my understanding, like, military. And, like, she applies for the FBI. And, like, she does all these crazy things. And she's like, I have checked the box. I want to work in the thing that's not listed, mm-hmm. a.k.a. the Men in Black. And she spends forever trying to find them. And then she actually does. And she sneaks in. And they're like, okay, we're going to put you on, like, a trial period.
Yeah.
See if we like you or not. And that's how she ends up in London.
I thought you were just going to give everybody just a complete run through the movie. You know, they wouldn't have to go see it. That kind of came out of nowhere. That's fine. I mean,
I know.
You just kept going and going and going.
You gave me the spoiler-free section. You aren't leading it. And so I just had to go with
that. That's fine. See, I was trying to give you a time to shine, you know, and you shined. That was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So I looked it up. It noralized.
I also had to kill time for you to look it up.
Okay, yeah. Well, I found it like halfway through that.
You didn't say that.
I should have gave you a wink, like a nudge, you know, like kick you under the table, maybe.
I can kick you under the table.
I'd rather you not.
Microphone falls to the floor.
Ooh. But yeah, so I, let's see. Let me look at my notes. This movie was very... It didn't keep my attention very well, I feel like.
Yeah, I could understand that.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that it was so bad that I kept losing, you know, like, I couldn't pay attention. It was just the fact that there was nothing grabbing. Like we said, the plot is incredibly basic. You tell at the beginning, you can either tell Agent C or, something T. What's his name?
High T.
Either High T or Agent C.
Which is really funny for British High T.
You can tell immediately that one of them are bad. Like, you know. Like,
well, you don't suspect it to be High T because...
You expect more Agent C, yeah.
Yeah, C for corrupt.
Yeah.
As I said during the movie.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I leaned over and told you something. What did I tell you that was... Oh, she leaned over and she said Agent C for corrupt. And I leaned over and I said... Agent H for Hardy, because it was Hemsworth. It was really funny. She died laughing. She thought it was funny.
I also rolled my eyes, but he didn't see that because it was dark.
But maybe I did. Yeah, so I had, let's see. Oh.
Simple plot.
Yeah. So you were talking about the beginning, mm-hmm. right? My question is, okay, so the Men in Black's responsibility, mm-hmm. right, is to catch aliens,
mm-hmm.
Or retrieve aliens, mm-hmm. and then... Flash people, normalize people to make them not know that there was extraterrestrials,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
when they go to those people's houses, mm-hmm. the house,
mm-hmm.
and there's that cute animal with, mm-hmm. why do they not go in and catch the alien? That's like half their job.
I don't know if they realized the alien was inside their house.
No, they did because they came in and they said, we heard you had an animal problem. And they were like, yeah, there's a animal inside. And then they brought it up and they flashed it. They said, that's a raccoon. Don't worry about it. And then they just drove away.
I don't know.
You know? Like,
yeah. Unless there were supposed to be other agents on the other side retrieving.
Maybe. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, you had one job and you did like 50%
of it. Well, like, I also thought it was kind of weird because I was watching them when they were doing the Neuralite. No.
Yeah.
Yes. That.
Neuralizer.
Yes, and I thought it was kind of weird, like, they would do it, and then they would do something that would also, like, incriminate them as being part of the Men in Black. Like, on the motorcycle thing, the hover thing. So, like, Agent M does it, and then they drive off.
So, I think in the other movies, it's basically described as... It makes them forget everything that happened, and then you're kind of loopy for like a few seconds.
Okay.
So like you don't fully understand really what's happening.
Gotcha.
You're kind of like stunned.
Yes.
Okay. Which I guess I saw this in the other movies, but it hit me more. That normalizer is kind of like you can make people do what, I mean, maybe not do what you want them to do,
mm-hmm.
but you can really persuade people to do things, you know, because they tell them to do these things and they just... do them. I caught that in the other movies, but in this movie, I feel like it does it a bit more.
Well, it's also because they, like, threatened each other with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something, like, I had never seen before. Like, that's not in the other movies. They mm-hmm. don't threaten each other to, you know, delete memories or whatever. But
which I thought was funny because they all were standing there with the No Elizos, you know, and Agent C's like, take your sunglasses off. And, yeah, and Hemsworth was like, take yours off. I thought it was really funny.
It was a standoff.
But yeah, so I had that question about the creature. Also, so when Agent M, before she becomes Agent M, mm-hmm. Molly, when mm-hmm. Molly finally finds with...
Shh. Nobody's supposed to know her name.
Sorry. When Agent M.
I'm just kidding.
You warned me. I was like, am I talking too loud? What's happening? When Agent M finally finds where that spaceship landed, mm-hmm. right? And they had the hologram of the fence.
Mm-hmm. Where I said the bird should have died.
Yeah. I was thinking, don't birds fly using their eyesight as well? So, like, how do they know they weren't flying into a fence? I was just curious. Like,
I don't know. Like I said, it would have made more sense for the birds to fall down and die, but...
But if they... Then she couldn't get through. Why would they die? It's just a hologram.
Well, it said high voltage.
No, but...
I'm playing with
okay,
you.
Okay. I was like, no, Courtney, that is part of the hologram.
Oh, Jacob.
See, they put the hologram there, but right behind the hologram, there was a high electric fence. So as soon as you walk through, yeah. But yeah, I was just watching that. I was like, wouldn't they just fly into it like a fence? Like,
well, maybe they were trying to go up. I mean, they could have avoided the fence. Yeah. They were just flying up, but they
for those of you that didn't know, Courtney just did, you know, like, what's that called?
Air quotes.
Air quotes. Whatever. Don't roll your eye. Whoa. You didn't know what tea was. Okay.
For obvious reasons.
But yeah, so basically the rest of the movie, you know, yada yada, whatever happens. Mm-hmm. A few highlights. There was a lot of cool new tech in this movie.
Yeah, a lot of guns.
I love the part where they finally come across the two people they think are from the Hive. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to be protecting that guy. And there's the car. And Agent M's like, oh, the muffler, the mirror, the tire, mm-hmm. you know, and they're pulling like guns out of everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's that was pretty cool. Good. As far as, like, the, you know, at the end of the movie where we're, like, it makes you feel like the movie's ending. Because we can talk about that a little bit more now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this point where Agent M and Agent H have saved the day. Yeah, I just did air quotes again. I've saved the day. And... the high T has taken the weapon yes. that was given to Agent M, and that's when, so like, it goes back for a celebration, and you're like, okay, they're celebrating, like, the movie's over, but the movie's not over, like, clearly there's corruption.
Yeah.
Things are about to happen, like, why can't we just get to this point? I think the only thing, I think the twist is supposed to be that it's the high T.
And not Agent C.
And not Agent C, yeah. who is corrupt. But the problem is like, I don't know. You can tell it immediately when it happens, even before you get to that scene. Because at the towards the beginning of the movie, when you first see Agent H and the high T, and they're partnering together to take down the mm-hmm. Hive, Agent H falls on the Eiffel Tower, but when he gets back up there, the high T is all chill and fine.
Oh,
like,
see,
clearly he's been possessed.
I thought that actually, I took it as that actually was the high T still. And then whenever they went to fight the monster and it blacked out, that's whenever the monster like hid away Agent H and then took over T and then he normalized
I don't know,
him.
Maybe.
Either way.
I thought it could have been like his body was taken over at that point and like he was just playing with it.
My question is, if okay, so the portal was open,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that the Hive could get through.
Mm-hmm.
What stopped the rest of the Hive from getting through if that one Hive took over?
Maybe they weren't all supposed to come.
Well, even then...
Maybe they were just supposed to infiltrate.
I guess even then, why not have High T... Why have Monster kill H and then it take over High T... And say that, oh man, Agent H was lost. Why keep him alive? Like, what's the point?
Well, maybe, I mean, High T was still inside somewhere.
That's true.
So maybe
he wouldn't let him. I mean, his will was strong.
That's true. It just seems very like, you just wink at me.
Yep.
it just felt very like, you know, there's a lot of plot holes.
It was just a simple story.
Yeah. It's
not meant for someone to critically go through.
If this,
you're just meant to enjoy it.
Yeah. If this was a vehicle, it couldn't be a boat because there'd be so much water leaking through all the plot holes.
Aww.
You know, but it could be a car, maybe a motorcycle. You know, it's really open. Yeah, lots of areas. I was gonna say, have they in the other movies? Have aliens been agents that go out in the field before? I know they've been in the office working, but in this movie, they had aliens that actually went out in the field.
I don't think so, but the aliens that went out, like, who?
Okay, so you see, for example, when Agent M finally gets to London, they're taking the whatever, and she goes out for her first assignment.
Oh.
Right? They're going up, and there's, like, two aliens with her or something. There's that guy with the weird, like,
yeah, I guess it's true, and yeah. He's dressed up. Because the men in black.
Yeah, because the other ones, the other ones that worked in the office in 1 through 3, they weren't wearing suits. They were just working in the office. But these guys
were. I mean, it has been 20 years. I guess it's time to include some aliens.
I guess. And they did in the other movies have that weird thing where you could look like a human. So maybe they didn't wear their disguise down there and then they went out and they wore one.
What did you think about having Donald Glover as an alien?
I thought that was really funny.
I did too.
I thought that was really, really good. They had three.
Ariana Grande was one of them. Donald Glover.
It's actually...
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
I don't care.
It's Ariana, actually.
Okay.
That blew my mind one time. This is not about pop culture, but like she was doing an interview. She was like, yeah, everybody's been mispronouncing my name. It's actually Ariana. And I was like, what? Don't. Change it. No. Not good. I was like, that doesn't even sound good. Ariana Grande? Like, what is that?
Grande.
No, the last name's Grande.
Oh, that's even worse.
Right? Okay. Anyways. And then it had somebody.
You know, we're going to get like a bunch of hate mail and like how you're completely wrong with this.
She actually... so I know for a fact it's Grande. I know for a fact that it's Grande. But everybody says Grande. The Ariana, maybe I'm making that up.
He's probably making it up.
But I know the Grande's fact.
Yeah, I don't know who the second person was. I didn't recognize them.
I recognized them from something, but I couldn't.
And then it was Donald Glover.
Yeah, which
was
funny.
And Donald Glover was really funny.
Yeah. Agent M was like, well, that one makes sense.
Right, exactly.
it was so good.
And I would agree.
Let's see. Oh my. The villains in this movie. Well, I guess they weren't actually the villain. The two villains were actually good in this case.
Yeah, so the whole time during the movie, you're made to believe that these two very cool celestial looking
creatures. That's what I was
going to
say. They look so... They're like the universe.
Yes. The detail and the coloring was beautiful on them. You're supposed to believe that they're part of the hive, but they're not. They're actually there to procure the weapon to kill the hive.
To protect their planet.
Because the hive is trying to take over their planet.
Which, I will say, that's actually probably the biggest... like plot twist.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, it didn't like wow me or anything.
You kind of have to think about it though, because they don't really say that. Because they say, "Oh yeah, we'll do anything to save us too," and then they get killed. So there's not like it doesn't really shine a light on it. It's just kind of like you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, those guys looked amazing.
They did.
That was awesome.
For the most part, I think everyone looked really good.
Oh yeah, the CGI was really, really good.
Looked good. You know, the action and things like that, all of it looked really nice.
Let's see. I do like how they tied it in, with the Eiffel Tower. They were like pointing at historical, like events and stuff being part of the Men in Black. I kind of like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think since it's Men in Black International, you could go on and go to other famous monuments, you know, like Statue of Liberty and stuff. And you could tie that in as well, which is Statue of Liberty. They already did actually.
I was about to say, I thought so.
But it's a giant Noah Lyser. Yeah, because they did that in like the second or third movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you can do tons of other things.
Oh yeah, there's tons of places you can go with it. And I think that this is their attempt to reboot the franchise and try to grow it. And I think that it can get better. I think they could keep the actors they have. The story just needs to get better.
I agree. It was.
I think it's because we've seen Men in Black. And mm-hmm. so, like, we know what it is. And I'm glad that they didn't spend forever trying to explain what it was.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, they really didn't. The only reason you get somewhat of it is because Molly is trying to get in. And so you kind of get that background of it. But I don't know. They need to come up with a story that will really wow someone, see different things.
I agree. I think one of the weird things is that the choreography also changed a lot, which makes sense because it's been 22 years since the first one was released. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more cutting in and out of frames now. Mm-hmm. You know, like the whole sequence whenever she was like suiting up, which was a cool sequence, but she was suiting up and getting her gun and everything. The choreography is very different. It just has a different feel. The movie as a whole, there wasn't as many parts that hit you as like serious as the other ones did. The other ones don't have a lot of serious parts, but they do have a few in each specific one that you can think of. And this movie, just the whole thing kind of felt funny. And then the moments that were supposed to hit you, the plot wasn't good enough that you just kind of were like, eh, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, there were a couple moments I feel like I could feel it. Like when Agent H loses the high T because they kill the hive monster. And so he loses his friend. You can see and you can kind of feel that pain.
I suppose.
And then when Agent H is talking about love and Agent M, and they're arguing about like what love is. Yeah. And like,
he said you've never been in love.
Right.
I was like, ooh.
I know. He was like smack down. It was really funny to hear you talk during the movie. I guess normally when we go to the movies, you sit beside Caleb.
Yeah.
And I sit on the other side, so I don't get all this commentary.
Yeah. Well, plus normally, like, I'll try to say something during the movie and Caleb will be like, shh. Yes. Okay. Like, it's not like I'm talking throughout the movie. I'll just say like, that was awesome. Oh, you know, something like, oh, God, get Bond. You know, something like. But yeah, Caleb's not a fan of that.
No, he's not. He's not.
But yeah, I agree. I think it could be really cool. It's not a complete reboot because they do have those characters from the past films. It's a soft reboot. I mean, that's what it is. They will mention events in the past.
I don't feel like it's a reboot at all, in my opinion.
The only reason I say it's a soft reboot is like, in my mind, and this may not even be what the definition of a soft reboot is that you're still keeping the backstory of everything, but you're basically doing all new characters and going with a different storyline, which is essentially what they're doing, except for the leader of the New York office. She's the only one that came back from the older movies.
I guess my thing is that I look at it as just an extension.
I mean, that's true. Because it is in a different area.
It's the same exact thing. They're fighting aliens, or they're holding diplomatic stuff with aliens. Mm-hmm. Regardless, still Men in Black. They're dressed the same.
Yeah.
The only thing is that we took it from the States and we moved it to the international side.
I guess the only, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not disagreeing. The only reason I feel like it's a soft view, if they would have introduced Agent M and Agent H, like in the third installment, while you still had the original cast, then I would have been like, oh yeah, it's a continuation.
But I mean, we barely spend any time in America. So
that's
like,
true.
Who's to say that
that's true?
They're not out there doing stuff. It's we just don't
like,
see them.
That's true. It's kind of like how, you know, you have the MCU and you have movie like Thor, it's in Asgard, but everybody else is like on Earth. So
right.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I could be wrong on it, but it doesn't feel like a reboot.
That's true.
So,
I would like to see more. I think you're right. If they have better storylines, you know, better plots, I think it could really grab a hold of audiences. I feel like the cast is really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of backstory that you could go into.
Yeah.
And they had some obviously new aliens in here. They always add new aliens.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. And I think they all looked really good. And it's just, it's interesting because now, obviously, one spoilers, duh. But Agent H, you know, is now the leader of the London office. So that would be really cool, you know, to maybe explore that a little bit.
Right.
And then obviously see where Agent M goes from there.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Agent M was told she was going to go back to America.
Me too.
Because I really thought that Agent O is her name.
Yes.
She's the leader of the American side. I really thought she would say, like, you've done really good work here. I'm going to let you stay in the London office.
Yeah. And, like, continue. At the end, I was a tiny bit surprised. Not like a huge twist or anything, but mm-hmm. I thought what was going to happen was Agent O was going to offer Agent H the position in London, and he was going to actually tone it down to give it to Agent C, and him and Agent M were going to remain partners, is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But then he took it, and, like, she's gone now, and I was like...
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so if the second movie happens, like, are you not going to have them two together? Because they make a good team. Like, you spent this whole movie setting up them as partners.
Now, granted, he is a leader now, so he, I guess he could, like, summon her. I don't know how that works, but I guess he could, like...
Hear, hear!
You know. Well, I mean, he is basically the new high tea, you know? Uh-huh. So, I mean... Wow. Courtney's drinking out of an imaginary teacup, for those of you that... Wow, of course. That's proper etiquette right there.
For high tea! I'm not joking!
I wonder if they did it because I don't think, at least Chris Hemsworth, I don't think he signed a multi-movie deal with this. I think it was just a single deal kind of thing.
Okay.
That way, if it, like, bombed, they didn't have to throw out their entire, yeah. Because, I mean, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
There was something earlier. Oh! The little alien...
Pawnee.
Nope.
JK.
Yep. when Molly was a little girl, the alien that she saved...
Yes.
And she ended up, like, coming back into contact with him later as he was older. Even though I expected that to happen, it was still cute.
Oh, yeah, it was super cute. And seeing his face, because he looked like such a grouch, and then seeing it slowly, like, change and his eyes open, I was like, okay. Like, okay.
He's a teddy bear.
I actually didn't expect her to run back into him.
Oh, I did.
I didn't. I guess I just didn't think about it. And then after seeing him, I really didn't think about it, because he was so different. You know, like...
Yeah,
he was all blue, and the other one was, like, rainbow. And
yeah,
like,
I was disappointed that... He didn't look closer to what he did as, I guess, a baby.
Which they did say that, I don't know if you heard it, the agents outside at the beginning of the movie were talking about how, or maybe somebody, I know I heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at the, I don't know why the agent, oh, yeah, yeah. So the agents either after they flashed them or before they flashed them basically said how those aliens grew up to be really mean and ugly. Yeah, and so because I thought it was going to snap back and the girl and Molly was going to have to like defend, like I thought it was going to start to be aggressive or something for a second, but then it kind of went a different route, so I was like, okay, but I never thought about them kind of recountering each other, which was cool. I mean,
yeah,
it made sense because how else would have they got out of that? But of course, you know, since with a basic plot, something like that happens, you're like, of course, like,
yeah,
I mean,
right. I will say from like seeing the movie trailers, like, a lot of the funny moments are big action scenes are pretty much in the trailers, like the woman with the third arm. You know.
The Thor joke with the hammer.
Yes. And I didn't even laugh at the joke in the movie.
I know.
Because I've laughed at it so many times with the trailers. There is a book. It keeps going for my eyes.
Oh, no, that's not good. Kill it. Show it no mercy.
Well, if I smack the table, that's why.
Oh, no. If you hear the mic fall on the floor, then that would be the reason. Don't.
You
don't.
Told me to kill it.
Okay, so guys, it's on the table, and Courtney just lifted her hand like she was going to... Okay. Like she was going to hardcore smack this thing, and it was right beside the mic. I mean, it was... It was less than an inch away. She would have slapped the mic. That would have been bad.
It's okay. Caleb tends to have to take that noise out. When I'm on it. I hit the mic almost every time.
I'm not even going to worry about it. It's Tuesday. I got to have this done by Thursday. I'm just going to, you know, basically adjust audio levels maybe a bit. And that's it. Yeah. I mean, that's.
But yeah, pretty much any like funny scene or not every major action scene, but most of it was in the trailers, which, yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of made it harder to enjoy because it was like, oh, I know this is coming. Oh, look here. I mean, a few things landed in a different order than I expected.
Yeah, me too.
I also was kind of disappointed that Agent M wasn't assigned to be Agent H's partner. Like,
yeah.
you're told that that's what's going to happen in the trailers.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole scene, like, yep. You've been assigned to Agent H.
The best he's of the best. Yeah.
He's the best, and then he wakes up, he's like, Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, you know? That part was funny.
None of it happens.
That wasn't even the movie. I was right. Like, ah.
Right?
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, I... And I mean, there was, like we said, there was
Oh, man.
What?
We should have done Taco Tuesday today.
Oh, man.
We didn't do it. That's why it wasn't in the movie.
You're right. Wow.
Okay, you were saying?
Because that would have changed the outcome of the movie.
It could have.
High
T could be alive!
Hey, he's alive in our hearts, Courtney. Okay, that's all that matters.
You'll be in my heart. And you
have
the song?
I think we have a post-credits right there.
No. Nice. Next.
No, I'm going to keep it in here.
I know you are.
So, I was just going to say, there is a few point-outs to the older movies. They're not old, but, you know, the first three movies. There's the painting that Courtney talked about,
mm-hmm.
which we've already said.
Mm-hmm. Saving the world.
There's a really funny callback, actually, when Agent M is first getting her guns.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the tiny gun that Will Smith gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Will Smith's like, nah.
Yeah.
So was she. You know, she was like, no, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a callback. It had the weird aliens that had their tiny apartment from the older movies.
The tall...
The ones that are kind of like pole vaults, you know? Like the really tiny... Yeah. they had those just for, you know, a few seconds.
Yep.
And then obviously the biggest one being Agent O returning from the third installment. Maybe the second installment. Could be the first. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen them. But... it'll be interesting to see where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bug back? You made a face.
No, I made a squeaky noise.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, oops.
It's fine. It'll be interesting to see where they go and if they'll make another one, because this movie isn't doing that well.
I'm not surprised.
It has like a 26 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Aww.
And the fan score is not much higher. Mm. Yeah, it's not...
I will say, I tend to not follow Rotten Tomatoes because I feel like they're sometimes overly harsh, but then at the same time, some things they say that are amazing are not that great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I will say, being someone who likes to just go to the movies to enjoy them, it was not as good, and I was a little disappointed.
So basically what we're trying to tell you is if you're thinking about going to see a movie, just go see Endgame one more time. It's within 45 million of beating
That's
Avatar.
Right. We still got to contribute, guys.
So, I mean, might as well go see it. You know you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a good time. You won't be disappointed. And we might beat Avatar, you know?
Yep.
And that's all that really matters.
Yep.
Well, that was that. And this is this. It's time for what you've been up to. Courtney, what you've been up to?
I saw Men in Black.
No way. I did too.
What? Caleb and I have been watching a little bit more Naruto.
Hmm.
I tried to avoid it because I'm not ready for it to be over. Having issues with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're getting close, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like 50 episodes, right? Like less than 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Like
I'm not ready.
Are you crying?
For it to be over. No, I'm not crying.
I might
cry. I will when it is. I will.
I'm so invested.
Oh, I am too. I've cried a lot in the last... I mean, like, we've watched tons of episodes, so, you know.
We got back from Hawaii.
Yeah, we went on a trip.
That was awesome.
We were stuck together.
For 7 days. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bonding. That's what it's about.
Don't really... Oh!
Oh.
While we were stuck at the hotel, while you were playing games with Caleb.
Yes.
Kaylee was trying very hard to convince me on giving The Office another chance. And so I've tried to watch The Office multiple times. I've been told skip the first season, did that, watched the first episode of season two, was still like, no, this is just not me. And then we watched a random episode in season two, and I'm like, I was laughing the entire time.
What? Okay. What happened, though? Like,
oh, I can tell you the exact episode.
Okay, what's the exact episode?
Season 2, episode 20. It's when Dwight pretends to be a detective.
Yes, with the marijuana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so funny. And I was laughing the entire time. And, like, I've been telling Caleb, I'm like, you know, some people are Office people, and then some people are Parks and Rec. But I haven't met very many people that are both, and I'm like, after watching that episode, I went to him like, okay, we're going to have to watch The Office.
I'm telling you, season one is kind of rough. Like, we've gone over this. I'm not going to lie. But once you get through season one, it's so rewarding after that point that it only goes up. Like, it's so funny. There's going to be episodes I've cried laughing. Like, I have
cried laughing. I've done that with Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I love Parks and Rec. But it just wasn't. Like, The Office just wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
So, oh, one random thing that that happened on our way back from our trip was when we landed in L.A., we got off the plane, and we were walking through the airport, and there was Henry Winkler.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the people who are going to listen to this podcast are going to be like, who's that? First, he's the Fonz from Happy Days. Again, you're going to be like, what show's that? That's okay. But he's in some great other shows. He's an older man. He's in some movies. Yeah. He's actually in Parks and Rec towards the end.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he plays a doctor to some very obnoxious characters.
Oh, wow. That was very on the nose. You're like...
They are. They're meant to be, though.
Oh, I see.
I can't think of their names, but you know the... I'm getting very off topic here.
That's
but
fine.
You know, the guy from Stranger Things, the one that's got the, he's older and he's dating the girl. You're not following me here. You know how we went to Baskin Robbins tonight and there was a cutout and you couldn't see his face?
No.
Yeah, you're not following me. Oh, well.
Are you talking about the guy that used to be the cop? The older?
No. He's not old. He's one of the teenagers.
I haven't seen season two. If he's
in season one.
Oh, the slick hair? Or the other one?
I don't really consider his hair slick.
Greasy looking?
No.
Okay. Oh, wait. The guy...
Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to pull stuff up.
Oh, man.
But I'm so off on a tangent. Okay, it doesn't matter. We got to see him. That was really cool. And, yeah. So, Jacob, what have you been up to?
Well... I went to see Men in Black.
Cool.
Also went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see some really cool things there. Got to go on top of a volcano. That's a first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really cool. Nothing much, really. I mean, I've been watching a little bit. I'm rewatching The Office, like I've said before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting pretty far in again. I've been watching a little bit more Naruto.
O'Reilly.
Auto parts. Wow. Okay, so
and that's the end credits. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's been a long day. Wow. What was I saying? Oh my. Okay.
DC. Making your way.
Making my way down. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We can't keep doing this. Okay.
DC streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A is basically falling apart. Mm-hmm. B, I have.
Oh, I remember some other things I did. Continue.
Okay. Awesome. So I watched Swamp Thing.
Okay.
On the DC streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Like, okay. Sorry. Let me take it back. Not excellent. Way better than I thought it was going to be. Like,
but see, here's the thing I've come to the conclusion with DC. Our expectations are so low because we've been burned out so much that it's really easy to make a good movie.
But the problem is sometimes they still don't. That's the issue.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's
the problem. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, if you have no expectations and then you watch it and you're like, oh, well, that wasn't that bad.
But see, the problem is sometimes I've gone into movies with no expectations. I come out, I'm like, that was awful.
Like, yeah.
That was not good. But this is actually a TV series, mm-hmm. right? So after the first episode, it got canceled. Not because it was bad. People were complaining it was too bloody and, like, graphic. Which, okay, it's very graphic. Like, it's very graphic. But Swamp Thing is. Like, that's his thing.
Right.
Like, he's not, like a good guy. Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was fantastic. And I'm a little upset that it's getting canceled. They're going to finish the season out, I think. Mm. There may be, like, 7 episodes, maybe. So, I've watched the first one and half the second one. And it's actually really good. And I'm kind of disappointed. There's talks about HBO maybe saving it. Hmm. Maybe. So, that would be really cool.
But, I mean, if it's on their streaming service, like, they can have it rated whatever they want.
Yeah.
And have it on there. So.
Yeah, but HBO can, too. It's not.
Oh, I mean, I know they can, but.
Yeah, it's not that it's necessarily, like, too bloody for the service and stuff. It's that people are saying it takes away from the show. And so I think the producers aren't wanting to do it any other way because gotcha. That's like staying true to the character. And since people aren't liking it, there's no point to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So that's basically it. What were the other few things?
So on the plane, I watched a couple of movies.
Yes.
Actually, I watched several movies. And ironically, almost all of them were like history based.
Really?
Which is me, sure. Pretty much.
I don't know why I said
so,
really.
Yeah, I know. I watched Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yeah.
Which was really good. It had Margot Robbie and I'm going to butcher her name.
Oh, no.
Soros. I can't even. It's like, it is Scottish. Like, oh. I don't even know how to pronounce it correctly. But that was really good. I've been wanting to see it for a while. Enjoyed it. Couple other movies I watched was On the Basis of Sex. Mm-hmm. That was really good and like very eye-opening. It's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which yeah. is one of our Supreme Court justices now. But it's kind of like how she got started and found it very interesting. I also watched Hidden Figures.
That movie's good.
Really good. And like, after watching all these, I was like, you know, when I started this, it wasn't about like, let's watch all these great movies about women and everything. But they were just so good and I really enjoyed them. So yep. Recommend all of those. I also watched a documentary called Free Solo. Mm-hmm. And I would also recommend it. It's about this guy who decides he's going to free solo, so free climb without wires or anything.
Oh, the mountain.
Right? El Capitan yeah. in California. And it was just like, wow. It was so good.
I almost watched that. I was
It was good.
I watched 2 movies.
Okay.
I tried to watch 3. I'm actually just...
Y'all, Caleb watched The Jungle Book.
Really?
Yes.
That's actually a good movie, though. Like, that's a really good movie.
Well, I know, but like he... So, Aladdin was his first live-action Disney movie.
Oh.
And so, when we did the episode, I asked him, I'm like, are you going to check out some of the others?
I see.
And so...
I haven't listened to that episode yet, so... Because okay. We were in Hawaii, for the most part.
And no, then, that came out before.
Well, we got back... We've only cool. been back for 3 days.
It's cool. I'm behind you.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I watched 3. One of them... Okay. You're gonna be angry. No, not you. You didn't watch Winnie the Pooh. I watched...
Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
That's so good.
I started watching it. And I you couldn't didn't finish like it? It.
Oh my gosh. Caleb and I, like, we went to the movies and yeah. saw it. And, like, it wasn't... We just really wanted to, like, go out. Mm-hmm. And so we decided we'd go see the movie. And I'm not a Winnie the Pooh fan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care for him. Like, we had tears in our eyes. It's that good. You need to give it a chance.
No,
it's
so good. I want to. It was one of the plane rides that was hot. Not a forced one. But on yeah. It was just hot. And I was miserable. Tired from the mm-hmm. trip. And, like, I wanted to watch it. But it wasn't enough, like, to keep me invested at the moment. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't totally there.
Yeah.
So, I got to, like, the part where... Spoilers. If you haven't seen it. Not kind of. Not really. I got to the part where Winnie the Pooh comes back, and he's walking through the house getting honey everywhere.
Yep.
And then I stopped, like, right there.
Yeah.
And then I watched 13 Hours, which is based on the Benghazi crisis thing. That was really cool. That was cool. And then I watched The Upside, which has Kevin Hart and the guy that's a quadriplegic in it. Super good. Super funny. Super good. Very emotionally invested. Super good.
Good.
You should watch it. I know we say this on the show a lot. Probably not safe for kids.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. It's not off. Like, you could. Like, I'm not. There's nothing bad. It's PG-13. There's nothing, like, too bad about it. It's just one of those that I don't think would keep them involved.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So, and then, like, Kaylee and I, on one of the flights, we actually watched the first episode of Good Omens, which is Amazon Prime's newest original TV show featuring David Tennant and another person, but I can't think of his name because I only care about David Tennant because he's a doctor. Of course.
Well, you know, obviously.
But it was really funny. I'm very off tonight. I don't care. But so we watched Good Omens. David Tennant plays a demon. Next, I watched Mary, Queen of Scots. David Tennant is in it.
Of course.
Did not know it, that he was going to be in it. And he pretty much plays like this, like, over-the-top Protestant leader.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, opposite. Because, you know, demon in the first one, Protestant leader in the second one. It was kind of weird.
That's funny.
Yeah. Not that funny, but it was funny to me at the moment.
No, it is funny. Like, I want to watch that Good Omens. It looks funny. Like, it looks good.
We only went through one episode. I think that it's going to be one where it takes more than one episode.
Mm.
It would also probably be more enjoyed not on a hot plane where there's most no air definitely. Conditioning. Yeah. And we were sharing earbuds. So
it was kind of hard to hear with the sounds. Yeah. But I see.
Yes.
But,
I think that's everything.
Okay. Well, you know, whose sound quality is really good?
Yeah, I do. Taylor Poole.
Why don't you tell us where to find Taylor Poole?
Oh, you can find him. I never do Taylor Poole.
Oh, well then I'll
say it. I do because we're nerds. Okay. I do the CNC Tower.
I'll say it then.
Great, you do this.
You can find Taylor Poole at taylorpoolemusic.com. That's TAYLORPOOLE music.com. He wrote our intro. It's fantastic. Go ahead and go check him out.
Yes. I always love how y'all, everyone who does the Taylor Poole segment, always puts an emphasis on the E.
Yep.
It's funny.
Because people forget about it. You know, it's like a it's like a hanging indent.
Yep. All right. And then go check out our friends at CNC Power Hour. You can find them on Facebook. They have a Facebook page. But they do live streaming on Twitch. They do video gaming during the week. And they do Magic the Gathering on Sundays.
And then while you're on the internet, why not go ahead and go over to CuzOneNords. .com. It's the best way to share the episode. Caleb works really hard on it. I tell you guys every week. Well, almost every week. So you should just go ahead and go check it out. It's awesome.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Cuz We're Nerds. Stay up to date with all the nerdy news and podcast drops by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also leave us comments and feedback at cuzwenerds@gmail.com. That's cuzwenerds@gmail.com. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, we would love it if you would leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Next week, we revisit our childhood with Toy Story 4. Will the dynamic duo of Woody and Buzz take it to infinity and beyond? Find out on next week's episode of Cuz We're Nerds. And as always,
stay nerdy!
So I got almost all the way through that, and I messed up at the very end. You guys didn't hear it, but I messed up the entire episode. I wasn't going to have to edit. Oh, my goodness. And then the very last thing almost, part of me just doesn't even want to edit it. Part of me just wants to leave it in, like, but I won't. I won't. That sounds too bad. Also, while you were talking, I texted your brother, which is upstairs, waiting on us to finish, and I meant to say, we're almost done. But you were talking about Hidden Figures, so I said, well, almost hidden. And he said, what?
We're going to play an epic game of hide and seek, guys.
Man, I'm not with it tonight. I am glad we got through this in one piece.
All right.
Bye. That's all, folks. Bye.